And thank you, Minister, for your presentation, and to the officials who have accompanied you today. I want to talk essentially about the A5, but I'll present it this way. The prospect of Brexit and problems to do with connectivity in the northwest of Ireland, roads and telecommunications, they present like a double whammy for people living in the northwest. And I welcome Senator Crockwell's interest in hearing the views of business people in the border area, not least Strabane, Lifford, etc. Last night I had an engagement with leading business people from Omagh and Strabane, and they wanted me to carry this request into this meeting. So the A5 is crucial for jobs and investment, for road safety, for travel times, you know, pertaining to Tyrone, Donegal and Derry. And I do acknowledge the Taoiseach's expression of support recently at Queen's University, Old School Narena, Melfirstia, when he came along and restated the commitment of the government to the A5 project. But I think the crucial bit is this. The original financial commitment in relation to the A5 was in the order of €400 million. And then that was reduced significantly till €75 million. So in a way, I'm asking you, Minister, to work closely with the Taoiseach and other ministers to ensure that that €400 million commitment to the A5 is reinstated and gives public confidence to people in Tyrone, Donegal and Derry. Sinn Mochaisht.
You know, senior officials are maintaining a close eye on the proposed A5 project as it proceeds through the planning process in Northern Ireland, subject to the successful completion of statutory procedures. A decision can then be made regarding the progression onto construction stage, the project's spend profile, including the €75 million Irish government commitments, will of course be reviewed in the context of that planning process as it progresses. We have, in the next few months, the Irish government will be publishing a 10-year capital plan that will commit approximately €100 billion of expenditure for the next 10 years for a population growth story of certainly over 1 million people extra. I mean, Ireland is now the fastest growing population in the European Union and the youngest population in the European Union, as well as the fastest growing economy in the European Union. So we have real momentum now, and we need to invest to plan for that and to accommodate it in terms of schools, hospitals, roads, rail networks, public transport systems, social housing, and so many other things. And it'll be part of that discussion that I think we recognise the strategic importance of the A5. So, you know, I'm certainly not in a position to be able to announce today what the Irish government will do in that context, but I'd be confident that that we will take a very positive view of the A5 in the context of that capital plan, but that's a matter for Minister Pascal Donoghue to clarify in the coming months. But I do recognise the strategic importance of it in terms of linking the northwest of the country, in particular Donegal, but also, you know, the connectivity along the line and the populations that live along it, and the economic corridor that it opens up, quite frankly, in terms of the benefits of a piece of infrastructure like that.